We're holding the Masechta Brachas Da Vav on a base. We're nearing the bottom. Let's say it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines out from the bottom. The first word on the line is Koli, and we're at the two dots. So we have the fourth of the Memras from Amar of Chelbo, Amar of Yehuna. That's the fourth. We have six on total to go, so two more to go. This one says, Kol Nene Mesudas Chatan. Anyone who benefits, you know, who partakes in a Suda of a Chasna, of a wedding, literally of a groom, Veino Mesamcho, but he fails at the wedding to be Mesameach the Chasan, over Bechamisha Kolos. He's in violation of five Kolos. A kol is a voice. It's a strange Gemara in a way. The way Rashi learns it is he's mezalzel in those kolos that Hashem wants to bless the Jewish people. Let me actually read you the pasuk inside. You'll see the context. It makes sense for the whole little piece here. It's a nevuah from Yirmiyah in the end, two-thirds way through, Lamed Gimel, Perek Lamed Gimel, starting from pasuk Yod. I'll read it to you. The whole parsha. Few psukim. Actually, it's a total of two long psukim. Actually, it says Kol Amar Hashem. Od Yishama B'Makom. He's talking about. Sorry, Yirmiyahu has things have already gotten bad, and he's already spoken about how Bava will be ascendant and be supreme. Now he's a lot of things he said, but now he's saying how in the end things will be okay again, and the Jews will return to Israel eventually. So that's the context of this nevuah here. He says, Kol Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said. Od Yishama B'makom Hazeh, once again will be heard in this place, Asher Atem Omrim, that you now are saying, Charev Hu, it's like, you know, it's destroyed, desolate by the sword. Main Adum, Main Behema, there's nobody here, there's no animals here. Ba'ar Yehuda, in the cities of Yehuda, Uvachutzos Yerushalayim, and in the outskirts, I don't know, Chutzos, yeah, outskirts the of Jerusalem. Hanishmas mein Adam, mein Yosef, mein Behema. It's desolate, no people, no one dwelling there, no animals. But kol sasam v'kol simcha, kol chasam v'kol kala, there will be a kol, a voice of sasam, let's call it joy. V'kol simcha, a voice of happiness. Kol chatan, the voice of the groom. V'kol kala, the voice of the bride. Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem Tzvakos, a voice that says, you know, I don't know, praise is Hashem Tzvakos, Hu Ki Tov Hashem Ki La'olam Chasto, because Hashem is good, His kindness is forever. Meviim Toda Beis Hashem, and they'll bring a korban toda in the house of Hashem. That's the Beis Hamikdash, of course. Ki Ashiv Es Shvus Haaretz, because eventually Hashem will return the captives of the land, Kavrishona, like they used to be, they'll return to the land, Amar Hashem. That's what Hashem said. That's the Nevuah. Okay? So, in there, you see how Hashem, one of the ways that Hashem sums up the good times that will be once again, are with these kolos, these voices of the Chatzan and Kala, the Sasan and the Simcha, the rejoicing. Now, I just want to point out to you that we've had the word kol, when you're learning at Gadata, so like, there's obviously kol here is like the operative noun, which is a symbol of something. So I'll just point out to you that we had the word kol once before. Can you remember? I think. I remember once before. Remember where it was?
Baskol.
We had, okay, good. We had the baskol. Very good. We had the baskol. And it actually said, if you remember, it's in, I think, maybe, let's say, in the very beginning there, right? Gimel Amar Aleph it was, probably? Yeah, Gimel Amar Aleph, that Rav Yosef went to the Chorva. And Eliyahu Navi said, what kol did you hear? Remember that? And he said he heard the call of a that's Menahemis Kayona, a voice that was like a cooing like a dove, saying, "Woe is my children, I have to kick them out of the house and burn the sanctuary, etc." So I didn't speak it out, I don't think I spoke it out here in the evening, but I spoke it out, I think, perhaps only in the Chazor Hashir on Shabbos, another plug to come to Chazor Hashir on Shabbos, that the reason why that Hashem had been roaring back then. Hashem had been roaring like a lion, but he when the baskol was heard, yes, it was diminutive, it was like watered down, so to speak, just a baskol, but it was in the voice of a yonah, of a dove, because the yonah is a symbol of fidelity, of like a, you know, to its partner. Came back for its partner, and that Hashem wants it to come back. Did that ring a bell? I don't know if I spoke it out then or not. I don't remember. It's on the tape, so you can always find out. But in any case, it's dawning on me because of that, and it's also because another place, the most famous kol of all, is the kol of the shofar. So it's dawning on me, I'm seeing here in the context of this pasuk here, of these psukim here, the idea of kol seems to be an expression of joy, and I guess the flip side of that coin is of relationship with Hashem and bonding, that bonding relationship. That's the pshat back there, that you hear the kol. What voice did you hear? It's the voice of wanting to resume the relationship, and oila vanim, that had to, you know, be the gal of them, and so on. And the shofar, of course, is the mitzvah, the kol, that you want to be reawoken and return to Hashem. So here too, again, the kol that you're being mezalzel is that, I'm saying, I'm making this all up, but this is all me making that up, okay? This word here, but I think it's... The Rashi, when Rashi says you're being mezalzel and the kol is Hashem wants to be mevarach, the point is Hashem is longing for this reunion of this relationship, and this is how it's symbolizes that there's kolos, there's voices of like of a bride and groom, and I guess as is often the case in terms of Midrashic literature, the relationship between Hashem and Yisrael in terms of its intimacy and its closeness of relationship and joy is as of a chasam and kala, and therefore we're saying, like, you know, mida connected mida. You can read, we'll see the psukim actually brings the other explanations of the drash in a minute. You'll see speak this out explicitly, but the point is here, Hashem wants to bless the Jews with a relationship with Him, which is so intimate, like a chasam and kala, that if, and in many ways the chasam and kala are doing that. So if you don't promote that, those kolos, the opportunity, the joy of the chasam and kala, so you're sort of being mezalzel, you're like deprecating what Hashem wants to bring to the table in terms of the joy that He wants to bring to the life of the Jews and have a relationship with them. And I think that's a pshat, and we'll see the different pshatim here will all be around that idea. You'll see. So first of all, he says the first plush pshat is the words themselves say, if you have the opportunity to go to a chasna and you don't misameh the chasna and kala, you're over, you've like skipped out, you've transgressed these five kolos that Hashem wants to express amongst the Jews in terms of the relationship that He wants to have with us. Shneimar, the pasuk says, I read the whole pasukim inside, but here in the Gemara it says kol sasim, kol simcha, kol chasim, kol kala. That was four kolos so far, and then the fifth is kol. The first time kol appears, and the pasuk finished up kol om hodu es Hashem tzavokos. The pasuk says, you know, the voice of those who say hodu es Hashem tzavokos, like thanks to our Hodah to Hashem. You see, even in the pasuk, how it starts out talking about people being happy with the husband, bride and groom being happy together, but it really ties back into that being directed towards a hakara of Hashem's kindness and kilalam chasto and so on. So that's the gist there, and that's the voda there. In a wedding in general, there's a mitzvah to get married. That's the depth of the mitzvah getting married, right? That you're supposed to learn how to have a relationship with Hashem. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, im misamcho. So then the flip side is, if you succeed in being misamech the chasam and kala, so then you sort of speak, I'm putting in words here, makayim these five kolos, you bring those five kolos down, those five expressions of intimacy, so then maschara, what do you get? Obviously it's going to be mida keneged mida. So we have a few answers what your schar is. And you see, it's all revolving the same idea based on the psukim. First of all, it says, Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he zocha to Torah, right? Shenitne b'chamisha kolos, because Torah is given with five kolos also. Again, Torah is going to be something which is, of course, the expression of ultimate intimacy between Hashem and the Jewish people, and of course the source of simcha is actually a pasuk in Tehillim. Son of a fortune, bring that pasuk, the pasuk that says Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misamche Lev. You know, the, I don't know what the Pekudim of Hashem, Hashem's Torah is upright, it's Misameach, the heart. But even, you know, you see it, there's a well-known minhag, which people don't know where it comes from, which is when they pull the Sefer Torah up and they put it in the Vezos HaTorah, they point with their pinky finger, no one knows where it's from. You can look a long time, you will not find where it comes from. Unless you have a more powerful computer than anyone I know has in terms of database searching. The only person who speaks about it is Mam Luez, and he says, this is the pshat, as far as I know, this person says about it. The point is that the Torah at Har Sinai was like the Kli Chemda, like that was, like I'm saying, using the idiom that we use in the Mizmiros, like the ring, Kilu, that Hashem gave to us under the chuppah of the Har Kegigas. Hashem held mountain over our heads, we're under the chuppah with Him, and He gave us the ring that's Mekadesh us, so to speak, that was the Torah. And the Zos HaTorah you're putting out your finger is like the ring that goes in your finger. And he says, how come your index finger, not your pointing finger? He said it's rude to point. So the Mam Luez said that The reason we're pointing is because it's like pointing to your finger, because that's like the ring that went on our finger under the Har Sinai. Oh, so he says, why do you use your pinky finger? He said it's rude to point. It sounds like a joke, but that's what he says. Anyway, so but the point is that the Torah is this obvious expression of Hashem's love for us and the thing which fosters the relationship. So that's the obvious media connection. Hashem wants to establish a relationship. You can't bring a person to have a relationship with Hashem directly, of course, but you can do the next best thing, which is teach him how through being mesames him with his kolos. So that's the idea. So you're zocha to these kolos, which the Torah was given with these five kolos, and bring a proof from the pasuk that actually these connected these five kolos of chatzon kolah. There are five kolos voices, whatever that means, sounds that the Torah was given with. Just pashup shan the word kol. I think the word kol means. My understanding, I didn't see it here in the sukkah, but my understanding from elsewhere is, I don't have a word for it necessarily, maybe you do, but this is the idea. When you speak, there's two parts to your communication. There's like the tone of your voice, and then there's the words you're saying. Yeah? So the tone of your voice components, not the actual breaking up of that air out of your mouth, which are the words, but the general, that is that's the kol. The kol is the voice without the words, if you will. That component. That's what kol is. It's translated as a voice. In a sense, like a tone of voice, so to speak. In any case, I don't know, because it's not broken down to finite packages like words. That's an expression there. So anyway, so you see that there's five kolos with which the Torah was given. So here they are, as the pasuk says. Vayhi kolos, there were kolos, that's two, plural. Uvrakim, and lightning. V'anan kaved, and heavy, you know, I don't know what it is, heavy cloud. Alahar, on the mountain. V'kol, that's a third of the kolos, because the third kol, because we have two in the plural. Shofar, there's a kol of the shofar. V'gomer, dot. Vayhi kol ha-shofar, that's the fourth, the voice of the shofar. V'elohim ya'anenu b'kol, and Hashem answered with a voice. That's with Moshe, so that's the fifth voice. So you see, you have five kolos, and that's like somehow the expression of how much Hashem wanted to give the Torah, an expression of His desire for intimacy with us and to be mesameach us, etc. So that's the idea. So now the Gemara says, "Wait a second, Eini, is that true? There are just five? I v'ksiv." It also says, "V'chol ha'am rom es kolos." It said, "And the people saw the kolos; they saw the voices." All right, that's sort of. It's a fun, fancy word for that. Synesthesia, I think the word is. Yeah. So they saw what they saw what you people normally hear. So the Gemara says, no. That when the pasuk in Perek Chaf talks about that they saw the kolos, it's referring to the kolos in Perek Yotes, those five we just saw. Those are the ones they saw. Right?
So what was the
kash was, you see, there's more kolos. There's more than five. There's a sixth or seventh, whatever, there's more. So osan kolos, those kolos, hakodem matan Torah havu. Those are the ones that happened before matan Torah. We're just referring to the stories telling like, in the past what happened, how they saw them. So that's the first approach, that if you're mesamech lechasam and kala, you've mekayim those five kolos, the reciprocal benefit is you are mekayim the five kolos of nesinas haTorah, and therefore you're zochet haTorah. So some want to learn explicitly, I saw like the article brought the footnotes there, like it's kilo you learn the five books, or like you learn, or you can mekayim the five books. Okay, fine. Rabbi Abahu Omer, he's a second shot. Remember, it's basically going in the same pasuk. The pasuk, remember, had mentioned about how they will bring a korban toda back in Yerushalayim ultimately. So it says, Ki'ilu hikriv toda, it's as if you brought a toda by being mesameach lechasam and kala. Again, a korban toda is an expression of joy and thanks to Hashem and a relationship with Him. So it's a similar idea. Shneimar, the pasuk said over there, in Yirmiyah, Mevi'im toda beis Hashem, they'll bring a toda in the house of Hashem. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, he says a third pshat, it's also from the Psukim, but the same vein. But it's ki'ilu bana achas mechurvos Yerushalayim. It's as if by being mesameach lechasam and kala, this is a word you've heard a billion times before in every chasm you hear it. It's ki'ilu they've rebuilt a piece of Yerushalayim. They always give that as a teretz where everyone's saying mazel tov as they're breaking the glass and they're supposed to be crying saying mazel tov. So the explanation, take it or leave it, probably should leave it, but anyways, the explanation given is, oh, they're rejoicing with the fact that this is ki'ilu building the Beis Mikdash up. They're from mazel tov. That's where this comes from. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, and this is also from Yirmiyah, ki ashiv es shvus haaretz kavrishon amar Hashem. Hashem said, I will eventually return the captivity back from the land, and Hashem is going to rebuild up Eretz Yisrael, rebuild up Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So by being mesameach lechasam and kala, you're also like playing your part in getting that rebuilding happening. That's a brick in the wall, so to speak, in the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. And again, of course, the return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilding is, of course, an expression the same way, is a, along the same vein, an expression of the desire of Hashem to have a relationship with us and return to Him and rejoicing as Hashem wants Him. Okay?